This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
Global growth is leveling off, partly down to trade wars. Live from London, this is the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service. I'm Anu Anand. Good morning. First, though, one of China's biggest technology startups jumped as much as 7% in its Hong Kong trading debut today. Meituan Dianping, which calls itself China's Amazon for services, raised more than $4 billion in its initial public offering. The BBC's Lisha Santarelli has more.
This so-called super app literally offers something for everyone. You can order groceries, pay bills, buy movie tickets, even sing karaoke. But its listing in Hong Kong comes at a sensitive time. The Chinese stock market isn't doing well as the US and China escalate their trade row. Patrick Chevenick is the managing director at Silvercrest Asset Management.
A trade war has sort of shone a light back on some of the worries that have plagued China's economy for some time, overinvestments, excess growth of credit. And so people are focusing on some of those vulnerabilities in a way that they might not if there wasn't talk of a trade war.
There are also concerns about the company's valuation. Meituan Dianping has more than 300 million users in China, but it has yet to turn a profit. Here's Patrick again.
I don't think it's a China issue as much as it's a global issue. Growth stocks are not valued. Tech stocks are not valued based on current earnings. They're based upon very, very high-flying expectations. Your guess is as good as mine in terms of how these companies will perform in the future.
Trade war, overvalued or not, it doesn't really matter at the moment. And that's because most people remain bullish about China's growth in online services. The market is expected to triple in size by 2023 to over $1 trillion. All that this company needs to do is to retain the fickle and price-sensitive Chinese consumer.
Lisha Santarelli, let's do the numbers. Hackers stole more than $60 million of cryptocurrencies from a Japanese exchange. It's the second major theft in the country this year. Meanwhile, European leaders are discussing Brexit progress at a summit in Austria. Some want the UK to hold another vote on the split, while the EU Council president is asking for another summit in November to allow more time for negotiations. But British Prime Minister Theresa May has said talks will not be extended. Now, global growth is forecast to plateau at 3.7% this year and next. That's according to a new report out today by the Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development. Laurence Boone is the OECD's chief economist in Paris. She says there's a number of risks to the global economic outlook, including vulnerabilities in emerging markets, finance and politics. But the most prominent one is trade.
If you look at U.S. exports of vehicles to China, they have declined in value by close to 40%. And it's the same in the steel and aluminium sector. We're also seeing the price for U.S. consumer of washing machine, for example, the first equipment to be hit by the measure, rise by about 20% between March and July 2018. There is also, I think, a much wider concern, which is actually the impact these discussions have on confidence. And as you know, confidence is key for investment, and investment in turn is key for jobs.
Now, part of the report looks at progress made in preparing the workforce. It doesn't look like there's much being done to prepare either people who are currently in the workforce or future workers.
The one way that we can actually raise both productivity growth and the access of people to quality job is actually through measures targeting the labor market, education and skills. And as we enter a period where we will have a lot more uncertainty coming from trade, but also from the changes brought about by digitalization, it's essential for us that policymakers continue their effort targeting at enhancing the capacity of people to access the job market with good quality job.
Laurence Boone. Across Asia and Africa, many countries are beginning to question billions of dollars worth of Chinese investment. Yesterday, we heard about the Sri Lankan port financed with Chinese money that's sitting virtually empty. In August, Malaysia's new prime minister put more than $20 billion worth of Chinese-funded projects on ice. Today, we hear from Pakistan, which is also questioning $62 billion worth of Chinese investments in ports, roads, and power plants. Khurram Hussain is business editor at the Dawn newspaper in Karachi.
The current government has voiced the apprehensions voiced by the business community that many of the deals that have been signed under the China-Pakistan Economic Corridor are more advantageous for the Chinese than they are for their Pakistani counterparts. And they have vowed to bring greater transparency and disclosure to deals that have been signed in the past, as well as to deals that remain to be signed.
And in doing so, they join other countries who are expressing reservations, including Sri Lanka and Malaysia. And it's tricky, isn't it? Because a lot of these countries want the Chinese investments, but on better terms.
Yes, Anu, a lot of these countries do need help for infrastructure investment in the future because it has very large upfront costs. However, seeking help from the Chinese has its own risks. In the case of Pakistan, there are other elements at play in the relationship, a military-to-military relationship. I'm referring to the place that Pakistan has to play in helping a rapprochement between China and India. So there's a much larger strategic element that is also at play. And that makes it difficult for Pakistan to seek a clean disengagement.
Khurram Hussain of the Dawn newspaper. Finally, has the British love of Italian Prosecco gone flat? Imports fell by 7% this year after a decade of growth. An Italian farmers group blames the weak pound and reports last year linking Prosecco to tooth decay, which they called fake news. I'm Anu Anand with the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.